The bill would boost compensation from $5,000 per year of wrongful imprisonment to $50,000 a year. Joseph Fry of Madison served 8 years for a rape that DNA evidence later proved he didn't commit. He says the most important provision in the bill is its guarantee of health insurance, housing, and job search assistance for exonerees once they're released.
I did not have that when I got out, and it was very difficult in that transition. But this way it will help those who are getting out after me to have it a little easier.
Jarrett Adams served 10 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit. He says if the bill passes, he'll use the money to pay for the therapy he says he needs to repair the psychological toll of a decade behind bars.
I'm constantly thinking about things that I saw in prison. So the money is more than just money. It's access to healing. What it is.
The increase in compensation is retroactive to exonerees who've been released from prison since 1980. It could cost the state thousands of dollars, but the payments would be made in annuities, so the budget impact would be spread over several years. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.